If you've ever wanted to know what it's like to raise 9 children aged 13 to 30 by yourself, here's a taster.
I am the eldest.
I'm second.
Number 3.
Number 4.
5.
Number 6.
Number 7.
8.
I'm the last one.
There's 9 of us in the
We're
crazy.
Your butt's in my face! Get off social media and come help clean up.
Wi-Fi's going bye-bye.
She's Dragon Lady.
Well, that's from a new NITV documentary series called Family Rules, featuring the everyday ups and downs of the Rule family from Perth. The idea is to give viewers an insight into the life of a contemporary Indigenous Australian family as they deal with all those familiar issues that come with adolescence, young adult life, parenthood, the rest of it. Matriarch of the Rule family is Danielle Borg and the show's executive producer, Renee Kennedy. They're both with us from Perth. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. I know it's early in Perth. What time is it there right now?
It's 5:22.
Oh, thank you very much. You're very kind. But now you know what it's like to work in breakfast radio.
We do.
I know I've described this as a documentary series, but to anyone that has watched reality, it looks pretty familiar. Renee, is this a reality series?
No, it's an observational documentary. Essentially, an obdoc is, we just observe Daniella and her daughters go about their daily lives, and I think that's quite important. So it's unscripted. We do a lot of work in development, and the development on this was about 8 months long. We would spend a lot of time researching all of the members of the family and doing a lot of writing. So we knew the narratives that we hoped to achieve and the themes for each of the episodes that we were aiming for. But essentially, once we start filming, we have to be very flexible because we're just filming people go about what they do every day. So we have to be prepared for many things changing.
I'm sure. I've got to say, though, looking at the trailers and reading some of the material around it, it's definitely aiming at that market, isn't it? Where, you know, people are familiar with seeing these sort of inside family dynamics, a bit like the Kardashians.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for us, you know, we really wanted to portray urban Indigenous family life and really kind of modern Australian family life through the prism of this group of extraordinary Noongar women in a very entertaining and engaging way. You know, and I think when we tend to use the word documentary, people think, oh, boring, educational. No, we don't want that, especially for a younger audience. So it has the glamour and it, you know, and the fun of what you expect, I guess, from a reality TV show.
And how did you come across the Rule family in the first place?
So Carla Hart, who's my co-executive producer, and she is also one of the field directors, she worked on a series with me called From the Western Frontier, which I produce with NITV with the support of Screen West, and that's for emerging Indigenous filmmakers. And she came to us with a documentary about Angela Rule, who's the eldest daughter in the family. So we made that back in 2014, and then from there we realised that this family were just utterly fascinating, completely ordinary but very, very extraordinary, and that they were made for television. So that's how we came about.
Daniella, you are being labelled the Aussie version of the Kardashians. Tell me, how does that make a person feel?
I'm a little bit overwhelmed by that, actually, because, you know, we're two different families from two different worlds, and I just think that our story is more real life based situations. And I mean, I think that, you know, the similarities that we look at are the cameras around, and it's a, you know, it's mainly all women. So yeah, it's nice to be, you know, compared to such a family that works so hard in the entertainment industry. And I do take my hats off them, because love them or hate them, they are good at what they do. So, but yeah, we're just a different world away. So, and our story is just based on our lives.
Do you share
no glamour?
Do you share anything in common with Kris Jenner, Daniella?
Oh, look, she's a caring, devoted, loving mother. And I'd like to think I'm that, and I'm sure every other mother out there likes to think they're that, regardless of how much, you know, they have.
Daniela, 9 kids. The youngest was born in 2004. But that was the year that everything changed for you for another reason. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, 2004 was a traumatic year. Not long after I had Hannah, my baby, we lost Dad through a one-hit punch attack. And it was a very traumatic period for myself and also for my 9 girls. So, you know, you've just had a baby and you're going through all these hormones and everything that goes with that, and then you go and lose your partner and the father of all your children. So, you know, you're faced with the future of doing things on your own, it's quite a traumatic period, not just for yourself, but watching your children go through the trauma. And their loss is more hurtful than anything else. And, it was a very hard time, but we got through with the support of our family and friends. And we had a really good network of people that supported us, rang us, visited us, and made sure that we were okay.
Renee, I know there's a lot of criticism around coverage of Indigenous Australia, that there's a sort of welfare focus. There's a victimhood mentality about the way, you know, even, for example, the ABC might cover Indigenous affairs. Is this a deliberate attempt to do the opposite, to say, you know, this is just a very ordinary Australian family who happens to be Indigenous?
There's an there. Sorry, I said I wasn't going to do that. Yes, I think it is. But my experience, I mean, I've been working with Indigenous filmmakers now for about 4 years, and a lot of my friends are Indigenous Australians. And I really don't have that experience of Indigenous Australia. So for me, the stories that we're trying to produce at Metamorphlix are stories of real human beings, really. That's what we're trying to tell. We're trying to show Australia that Indigenous Australians are just like you and me. And that is my personal experience.
Yeah. Do you think that when you see stories about Indigenous Australia, you know, on television, for example, that it often focuses, you know, too heavily on victimhood, if you like?
Yes, I think it probably does. I think I often wonder, what about all the functioning, great, energetic, smart, creative people that I know and work with who, yes.
Daniela, is that your view as well? Do you find the way Indigenous Australia is covered in the sort of mainstream to be a bit patronising?
Well, I think with anything in the, you know, sometimes when we look in the media, we always see the negative views and the negative part of someone's story. And, you know, when we go really in depth with that story, we can understand why that situation has occurred and why they are in the position that they are. And until we can actually look back at generational issues and stuff, we're always going to have those views from the surface and not really looking deeper.
All right. We're going to have to get to the news, but here's your opportunity, Daniela. You're going to invite the country into your home. Why should we come and watch?
I think you'll be entertained. I think it'll be relatable. It doesn't matter whether you're Indigenous or, you know, have a different cultural background. I think anyone that's a single parent, anyone with a large family, you can even have 1 or 2 children, you will still relate to something that will occur in the series.
All right.
And I hope everybody enjoys it.
And good on you for switching off the Wi-Fi.
Thank you.
Daniela Borg, matriarch of the Rule family, Renee Kennedy, thank you so much for coming in this morning.